Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peake, on Radio MD.
Well, Chef Abby's here, Michelle.
I know, I'm so excited.
Put those Doritos away.
Well, did you have to say that? Did you have to say that?
Ooh,
that's a whole food. That's a whole food.
No, it's a whole big bag of nasty food is what it is.
Oh, Abby, so I need you.
Okay. Oh, Chef Abby is back. We're doing a check-in for a healthy autumn. So, Chef Abby, how can we take full advantage of the wonderful stuff out there in the produce department and Whole Foods for a healthy autumn?
Great. Well, hopefully everyone's been having some cooler weather and getting out to the farmer's market and seeing all the great new stuff coming in.
Yay! We like that.
All the greens and the, you know, all the different kinds of squashes and the apples and all that great stuff. So, it's also getting darker, so a lot of what happens is people tend to gain weight as the fall ramps up. So there's a lot of ways we can keep track of that and avoid it. So so many good things in the fall harvest can be made into soup or stew. Just do things that are not cream or cheese based. You know, do
well, give
like
us
a
some
nice
examples.
We sure, you can make a pumpkin soup.
Pumpkin soup, or a butternut squash.
Butternut squash, my favorite.
It's great. And instead of using cream, you can use a little bit of yogurt, and that makes it thicker. Or some low-fat milk if you really want some more of that like creamy feel to it. But you don't need all the butter or the cream in there at all.
No sour cream,
Abby. A lot of people are wondering whether or not instead of milk they can use, you know, like cow's milk, that they can use one of the other milks.
Almond milk is great.
Soy milk.
Oh, almond milk, soy milk is great in all of these soups too. It has a nice nutty flavor. Absolutely. And it's a really nice way to cut calories and have it be all plant based. It's great.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Go ahead, Abby. I want to ask you about this weight check-in because I know this is going to be really important for women. So tell us about what is a weight check-in?
So it's kind of just being mindful and aware that in general, we tend to gain weight as the weather gets cooler. And part of that has to do with there's less light out. And some people think there is a relationship between light and depression. Other people, it's just dark earlier, so, you know, you're not getting outside as much, or it's harder to do outdoor exercise and you haven't gotten to the gym, or you're just eating bigger portions and you don't notice it as much because you're starting to wear sweaters and you're not necessarily out in like a sundress or a bathing suit and it's not on top of your mind. So one way to do kind of a check-in with yourself is to just be mindful of what you're putting in your mouth and pay attention to the portion size and pay attention to what it is that you're eating and really think about what you're doing at every meal period and every snack time and don't kind of just ignore it because you're busy.
Just try to check in with yourself. You're saying to stay mindful. You know what I do, Michelle and Chef Abby? I just grab a killer pair of jeans that I just absolutely love and I put them on. Okay. And this is the come to heaven, you know, this is the come to heaven moment. You look at yourself.
Come to Jesus moment.
All right. Do I see a muffin top? Okay. Are we doing a little spill in here? Okay.
Yep.
And if the answer is yes, uh-oh. If the answer is no, if everything's looking good in the neighborhood, right?
Yep.
Then
yep.
I want to keep that. And so, you know, what I like to do is just put that little Hummer on a routine basis to make sure, because you know something? Women don't like scales, duh. Mm-hmm. And so they're not going to hop on a scale, but I'll tell you what, darling, they got to zip it up. They got to put those little jeansies on. So if you have to do that, that's a cheap and easy way to do it without ever having to, you know, plant your feet on some metal. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's a great idea. Everyone should
do the same thing. I do this very same thing. My clothes are so important to me, and I have so many of them, so I don't dare gain a pound, or else I can't fit in them. So it's just, I mean, it is my way of staying in check all the time. And even your shoes will fit you differently if you're gaining weight.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct. Suddenly you realize instead of a size 8, you're an 8.5. And you're like, what?
Yikes.
And then the width changes. And, and certainly that happens anyway as you get older. In your 40s, your foot size actually changes somewhat because you have more laxity in the ligaments. And so a lot of people notice that just anyway. But you just don't want to help it along any worse than it already is, you know, if you're climbing up that scale. So what else can we do to spruce it up here a little bit for the autumn? Give us your favorite soup.
Well, we talked about the butternut squash and pumpkin soups. I love those. Or you can do like a nice, hearty beans with chard and squash and kind of like a chunky vegetable bean-based stew or soup. That's great. You throw a bunch of stuff into the crock pot, turn it on, and you're done. You don't have to, you know, you walk away and it's done.
Easy
that's a really
breezy.
Easy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, easy breezy.
And
so
there's
what
so
are some
many
other
apples
ways to...
out.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, so many apples out, everyone's thinking about pie. Why not make baked apples?
Yay,
you know,
baked
like,
apples. I love
baked apples.
Baked apples. Or make applesauce. Like, it's awesome. Like, that's a really easy, great thing to do with fall produce, too.
And what else can you do to avoid that weight gain? What are some other things?
Try to do some of the walking. Like, get out and enjoy the fall weather. It's finally cool out. The leaves are turning. Maybe go for a walk after dinner, or maybe get up a half hour earlier and go for a walk then. Or kind of try a new class at the gym, or, you know, I think some exercise is a really great way to enjoy the fall and kind of be mindful
and
about how that's
going. And don't be falling into that trap when it's darker earlier, then all of a sudden everyone wants to cocoon earlier.
Yeah.
And then they're getting in there and they're sitting around watching endless TV. It's a brand new study that just came out. I just posted it on my Facebook on fidgeting and the fact that you just can't sit for a million hours. You just, you know, the body was never geared up for that. So your suggestion about getting up and moving a lot more is so terribly important as the light part of the day becomes shorter and shorter. So watch out. Even if you're home and it's dark, you know, get much more physically active. Get up and just move around more. I mean, every little thing you do counts by the end of the day. Did you know that if you can actually put in 100 calories worth of extra little fidgeting and moving around and pacing and stuff, that equals 11 pounds of weight reduction by the end of the year if you do the actual math. So,
I don't have to exercise.
Oh, no, no. I mean, you should see Michelle. Michelle and I, seriously, we don't even know what it's like to sit. I mean, other than the fact that we're having to do this for the radio show. But
and I'm fidgeting the whole time.
You. She's actually fidgeting the entire time.
I am.
Making
I am.
Crazy.
I know,
we're
awful.
Just moving and we got our legs going. All right, so Chef Abby, you've helped us understand what a weight check-in is and tips for a healthy autumn. Once again, you are our go-to culinary nutritionist. If you want to learn more about Chef Abby, culinarynutritioncuisine.com, including recipes. Yay, Abby! I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Ladies, make sure you do some kind of check-in for your weight this fall. And even if that means trying on your pair of jeans just to make sure they continue to fit you. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.